It's late afternoon, sometime after the close of our last episode, as Kate Beekman looks at the clock, wishes she knew exactly why Miss Powers is coming to see her. More of Kate and Helen Powers in a few moments. First, in the office of Perry Mason.
Perry, Mr. Wallace is here.
Oh, all right. Ask him in.
But, and the rest of them. He brought a group of men with him.
What? How many?
It looks like half a dozen, all about Mr. Wallace's age, and they also look like important businessmen. You think maybe it's the whole insurance alliance?
Herd them into the law library, Della, and quickly.
All of them?
No, no. Send Mr. Wallace in to me.
Okay. Mr. Wallace, will you come in, please?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Well, Mason, we made it just on time.
Who?
Why, the heads of the other insurance companies. Members of the alliance.
Yes?
And they all want to meet you. We're businessmen. We're used to looking over what we buy. And speaking of that, I brought along a check. You are?
What is that?
Well, your retainer. That check for an amount of five figures. To be specific, it's for $50,000. And this is only your retainer. You are, sir? Something wrong, Mr. Mason?
You did not show good judgment when you brought the others, Mr. Wallace. The whole operation as planned is supposed to be secret.
Before you criticize my judgment too harshly, Mr. Mason, let me point out we did not come here together. We came from separate directions, and we're not fools, Mason. Now, here's your check.
Suppose you hang on to that.
What?
All right. I'll speak to them.
No, this door, Mr. Wallace, please. Okay.
Well, looks like a meeting of the board.
Yeah, the first, and maybe the last.
Allow me to introduce my colleagues, Mr. Mason. Mr. Judkins, Reliable Insurance Company. Mm-hmm. Dean Fleischman of Citizens Mutual. R.R. Hamill, Canada Guarantee. O.T. Chapman, Keystone Casualty. George Whitsby, Universal Fidelity. And, as you know, I'm board chairman over at National Fidelity. Gentlemen, Mr. Perry Mason.
Gentlemen, I am honored by your presence, but as I said to Mr. Wallace, you should not have come. However, you are here, so I would like to introduce you to a major part of my organization.
We've all the time you want, Mr. Mason.
Oh, well, thank you. I won't take long. Now, I will work with a basic organization of three or four people, and if you will accept my conditions, I shall try to break the stolen car syndicate.
Go on. Go on, Mr. Mason.
Well, that's all.
What?
Well, that's all, Mr. Wallace. Oh, except for my conditions.
Gentlemen, I will accept your commission on the following terms. I will operate in secrecy, on my responsibility, and on my own initiative. I think that covers it.
In short, you demand a free hand.
Yes.
You expect us to let you spend thousands without so much as...
Excuse me, Mr. Wallace. I don't expect you to do anything.
What?
You came to me. Now, you want me to do something.
All right.
I'm willing to try. But I will do it on my own terms. Now, Miss Street here is a major part of my organization.
Yes.
Because Miss Street will have to make it appear that I am conducting my own business as usual. Now, I'm not going into details. I will tell you I will handle this my way or not at all.
We've already made our decision, Mr. Mason. Here's your check.
Uh-huh. Okay. We start as of now. From now on, none of you gentlemen is to come here, phone, or contact me in any way. The single exception is Mr. Wallace. Mr. Wallace and I are conferring on a private legal matter.
We are? As a cover-up.
Mm. Now, it's almost 5:00. The building and the streets are crowded. My secretary and I will leave first. You gentlemen will wait and then leave the building separately. And let me warn you once again. I must operate in secrecy. None of us knows who may be involved in this stolen car syndicate. The only way to be safe is to say nothing to anyone. All right, Miss Street.
Well, you certainly laid it on the line, Chief.
Well, that's a lot of people to keep a secret.
What else can you do but warn them?
One thing.
Really? What?
It's a secret.
Oh, now, Perry.
Hmm? See you in the morning, Della.
Well, apparently there's no connection between Perry Mason's secret job and the pretty red-haired girl who nervously watches the clock and is startled when...
Oh. Miss Power.
Hello, Kate.
Oh, won't you come in?
Well, that's why I'm here.
I didn't expect you so soon.
Am I too early?
Oh, no, but Ma had to go to the market and she isn't back.
Then we can have our little talk alone.
Oh, here, let me take your coat.
Oh, I'll keep it here by me. I'll only stay a moment.
Sit down, Miss Power.
Thank you. Are you feeling all right, Kate?
Why, yes, I'm fine, Miss Power. The doctor says I can't dance anymore. Not for a long time, maybe never. It took me a little while to get used to it. Oh, that isn't true. I'm not used to it at all, and I'll never get used to it. But at least I'm ready to see people again. Oh, I must sound like a baby.
No, you don't. I know what dancing means to you. It's been my life, too.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not here to ask you to try again, Kate. I know you can't possibly dance.
But
nor did I come out of sympathy. Curious?
Yes, I am.
I came to discuss a job for you. Now, are you curious and interested?
Yes. Oh, what kind of... Oh, excuse me. Go ahead, Miss Powers.
Well, let me explain. Kate, if I were going to offer you a job dancing, I wouldn't say what I'm about to say. It's wrong to give young talent too much encouragement, but since it'll be a long, long time before you dance again...
Maybe never.
Maybe. You displayed a great deal of talent. A very, very great deal. I don't say that in an effort to make you feel better.
It does.
I tell you for two reasons. First, so you'll have something to work for, something to hope for. You've a glorious career ahead, if you ever dance again. But even if you can't, I'm certain your future is in dancing.
I don't understand.
Kate, a good stage or screen director isn't necessarily a good actor.
Director?
The same applies to a dance director. She doesn't have to be a good dancer. It's a handicap if she isn't. But she doesn't have to be. You follow me?
Yes.
All right. Now, dancer or not, a director must know entertainment and staging. All aspects, from the ground up. You've had a classical training.
Yes.
But you don't know a thing about modern and popular dancing. Now, I take on one or two apprentices each year. Not so fast. I am not offering to take you on as an apprentice. I won't take you on. You don't know enough for me to start teaching you.
I'd have to start someplace.
That's why I'm here. A friend of mine is financing a club.
Oh, the same one?
Where you would have danced if... Well, dancing's out. But I can speak to him and you can do general work. Help take care of what costumes there are. Work at what you're needed for. Well, what it amounts to is being a general flunky. I know it won't be easy. But if you keep your eyes open, you'll learn a lot. It's a chance to break in if you want it. And if you can take it. Later on, if you prove yourself, I'll take you into my studio as an apprentice director. But first, you've got to prove you want it.
I do.
I said, prove it. Prove it by being seamstress and wardrobe lady and flunky and errand girl.
You said I've got to start someplace, Miss Power.
If you want the future in the business. Well, you want to think it over before you give your answer.
Think it over? What for? What other answer could I possibly give? When do I start, Miss Powers?
Well, both Perry Mason and Kate Beekman have accepted new employment. Apparently, there's no connection between Perry's agreement with the important insurance men and Kate's humble job at the bottom of the ladder of the entertainment business. Apparently. But you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?